President Biden's American Rescue Plan, signed into law earlier this year, is designed to tackle the effects of the pandemic and provide the nation necessary help for its recovery. Among the lesser-known measures tucked into the $1.9 trillion bill is special financial assistance to save more than 200 failing pension plans. Now, as Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports, some people in those plans are breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Musician Bill Whitaker says he and his wife never expected a lavish retirement.
Obviously, you work for a very long time and you like to be thinking that you're putting money away so when you do retire, that you've worked long and hard and that you have money that, you know, you can retire on.
Before the pandemic shut down Broadway, Whitaker would drive every week from his home in Connecticut to New York City, where he performed in Phantom of the Opera as a bass trombonist. For 19 years, this was his main gig. But like many other professional musicians, he performed in many other musical groups like brass and chamber ensembles. He worked on recordings and often performed with the Hartford Symphony Orchestra.
And I've been paying into the pension fund. There have been contributions made on my behalf in the pension fund since 1987.
Contributions that came from Whitaker's various employers are placed into a multi-employer pension plan. Many workers who hustle between different employers have this type of plan. Artists, teamsters, carpenters, and roofers all participate in multi-employer pension plans. They're created through an agreement between employers and a union in the industry. In Whitaker's case, the American Federation of Musicians. Ray Hare is the AFM's international president. He explains that the musicians' pension plan was created in 1959, and it did well for many years, especially during the 1990s. But Hare says changing tax laws and the financial crisis of 2008 left the pension funds in deep trouble. By 2009, the pension fund for working musicians was in the red zone, meaning in critical and declining status. By 2019, it looked like the pension plan could fail. Thousands of musicians began receiving letters stating their pensions could face dramatic cuts.
And then in March of 2020, here comes the COVID pandemic. The COVID pandemic brought the employment of musicians to a standstill. Overnight, practically, 90% of our members became unemployed.
And musicians weren't the only workers whose pension funds faced possible failure. Norman Stein teaches pension law at Drexel University. He says there are many reasons these different multi-employer pension funds were in trouble, but he sees certain common denominators, including changes in certain industries where you see fewer workers entering the workforce.
All of a sudden, didn't have as many active workers as they did retirees, right? So you have retirees who are currently drawing down the assets of the fund. And unlike the expectation, the idea behind multi-employer plans is that there'll always be new employees coming in to replace the ones who retire.
Retiree workers, union leaders, and employers began asking the government for help. And now, buried into President Biden's coronavirus relief package is $86 billion in funding to save failing multi-employer pension plans. It's called the Butch-Lewis Emergency Pension Relief Act.
The passage of this bill, with a long struggle to get it to the point that we are now, is the greatest victory for organized labor in the last 50 years.
That's John Murphy. He's the vice president for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Murphy explains that troubled multi-employer pension plans can now apply to a government agency called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation for the money to pay out pensions that were promised to workers.
An approval of the application by the PBGC will receive enough money to pay all benefits due over the next 30 years by each eligible plan, thereby relieving tremendous financial pressure on these plans and allowing them to become healthy.
And the money comes in forms of grants that won't have to be repaid. Murphy estimates more than 1 million retirees' pensions will be saved. And over time, that number will increase to 3 million, not only helping individual workers, but also their local economies.
They will put that money into the local economy, which creates revenue for the businesses, creates jobs. So it's a boon across the board for everybody.
Some Republicans in Congress were not pleased by the inclusion of this pension relief in President Biden's bill, arguing that the bailout of multi-employer pension plans doesn't include provisions to make sure this never happens again. But supporters say this is a first step, one that can be improved upon in the coming years. As he plays his trombone, Bill Whitaker hopes for healthy pension investments for the next 30 years, and he anticipates bright stage lights when the time is right.
So, like I said, still cautiously optimistic this will all work out, but it definitely is moving in the right direction. It looks very good, and yes, very, very happy.
And it is moving in the right direction. Phantom of the Opera has just announced it will open its doors on Broadway this October. Brenda Leon, Connecticut Public Radio.